And then this has one wheel and two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
And
Georgie Buggy.
Yeah, what's that?
Georgie Buggy.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. And then the kind of thing that you use for sharpening, sharpening a scythe, for example.
Well, we had grindstone, a hone, and a sickle rock.
Okay. Sickle rock, you call it?
Yeah.
And was that...
It was shaped about like that. We stroked it back and forth on both sides.
So it was about that long, huh?
Yeah.
Good size thing. But the grindstone would be on a... Have a treadle or a handle?
Yeah, you turn handle and you turn it.
Mm-hmm. And then if you take the old woman's cooking or something, she might put the stuff in a pan. You know, she'd say she's going to... A pan before she puts
grease the pan.
Yeah, and so then her fingers. She say my fingers are awfully
greasy.
You know, and so she's going to grease the pan. So you might say that yesterday she
greased it.
Yeah, and this, you take the car in and you haven't checked the water and
radiator.
Yeah,
the hose.
Yeah, but the you might have to put in a quart of
antifreeze.
Yeah, this would be in the radiator, but in the block you pour in a quart of.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Now the you talked before about kerosene stoves.
Yes.
Did you ever have any lamps?
Yes, we have here. Yes.
Uh-huh. Now did you call those?
We just called them lamps. Didn't put the word kerosene to them.
Did you always call that stuff kerosene, or did you ever call it anything else?
Coal oil.
And did you ever have a name for a makeshift lamp? Just something, well, like, you know, if you had to, you just wanted to get the, you didn't have a lamp handy, you just poured some kerosene in a bottle or something, or maybe put a rag in it, or a can?
Yeah, we called it a torch.
Okay. And then a tire, inside the tire, thing that holds the air.
Air tube.
Yeah. And if, somebody built a boat and they put it in the water for the first time, you'd say they're going to
test it
or
launch. Well, we never did launching it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We'd test it and caulk the seams with tar and toe sack.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, what kinds of boats do they have around here?
Just flat bottom boat.
Okay. And what are they called?
I never heard them called anything but just a boat.
You never heard them called John boats or battos or
no,
maybe rowboats.
Yeah, I call them.
Would those flat bottom boats have a square or pointed front usually?
They come out to about they pointed some and the back was flat straight across.
And I want to ask you. I'll ask you this later. I want to ask you about if a parent's talking to a child, you know, a child looking for some clothes, articles of clothing, and you might call to the child and say, here.
Don't get it.
Well, I just mean to say, here's your clothes, or here are your clothes.
Yes.
And the something a woman might put on over her dress when she's
apron.
Yeah, and the something you write with is a
pencil or pen.
And something you use to hold the baby's diapers up.
A pen, safety pin.
Yeah, and a thing a man puts on over his shirt when he's
coat, vest.
Yeah.